when I was applied for like a manager's job, I'm going to sound a bit soppy here, but I took on what was called the night nursing service, mm-hmm. right? So at that time, it was a night duty job. It was basically the old Royal Infirmary, and so I led a team that managed the hospital at night, basically. So if there was any staffing issues, you would deal with it, mm-hmm. You would deal with a busy A&E, but I have to say, there was one night, you're there, you've got the bleep, you're the manager of the whole site, knowing that in each area, they're doing their work, and they're getting on with it, theatres are going, knees going, but there's people there leading your local team, but you were the overall coordinator, And I remember that, and this is a soapy part, black and white colour. Yeah. But I remember I was about 2:30 in the morning one night, walking on there, and I just suddenly, when I was thinking about the environment, seeing these statues of very eminent, mm-hmm. Sort of people in the past, the history of the Old Royal, mm-hmm. fantastic. The people have, been in charge of the place. And there was Andrew walking on here, in charge of the hospital, and I had a sudden overwhelming sort of pang of sort of responsibility, mm-hmm. and I felt very proud of myself that way, especially, and I'm not playing on it because I don't normally, but especially I'm a bit deaf, mm-hmm. and that was it was more that gave me challenges than being a male nurse, mm-hmm. I think, because I'm a bit hard of hearing, but I felt brilliant. Mm-hmm. Great, and I felt I really, in my own way, I kind of sort of made it in a sense. And to be fair, although I developed a service over the coming years, I kind of remained at that level, if you like. I didn't have any aspiration to be a chief nurse, I didn't mm-hmm. have any aspiration to be a nurse director,
mm-hmm.
In some ways. I'd found my niche, and I thought, no, this is we made it,
mm-hmm.
and that was a really sort of, I just felt great,
mm-hmm.